Well, some are calling it Cheerios Bee Bumble, and I think that's a great name for it. Again, no good deed goes unpunished. Cheerios has a honeybee as their mascot for one of their Cheerios cereals. So they get this idea that they will give away flower packets so that folks can plant flowers that attract bees. But a bunch of the flowers are actually on banned lists in some states, and they're considered invasive species, and some of them actually don't grow anywhere in the U.S. So we figured we'd better grab Carol Andrews of Wild Ones Native Plants to help us straighten this out a little bit. Hey, Carol, good morning.
Good morning, Lisa.
Well, you gotta feel bad for Cheerios. I mean, their heart was in the right place.
I feel really bad for General Mills because I have to give you a disclaimer. You know, General Mills is based out of Golden Valley down in the Twin Cities. And as a kid, when my mom's best friends worked there, and one of my favorite things to do was go tour the Betty Crocker kitchens and stuff like that. So, General Mills is trying, and like you said, no good deed goes unpunished.
Well, see, if they were streaming KUMD, if they listened to KUMD more on their audio stream down there, they would have been hip to this a long time ago. I'm just saying.
That's right. They would have been listening to Wild Garden and the importance of planting local genotypes and ecotypes.
So there's, we don't have a list necessarily of what all of the different flowers are in the packet that they're suggesting. But if you say to yourself, you say, I want to do what Cheerios was recommending that I do. What's the next step? What's a good way to find some good wildflower seeds that you can spread? And we didn't have much of a chance to talk about it last week. But if you know you have the sense that you get wildflower seeds and you just go out and you kind of throw them in the yard and then you walk away and it's done. And it's a little more complicated than that,
right? So, you know, for starters, planting anything but lawn is going to help provide flowers for bees. Because remember, trees flower, and trees have a ton of flowers. The red maples are going to be coming into flower probably this weekend. They were flowering in the cities last weekend. So it doesn't, you have to picture not just, you know, your flower gardens, but also trees and shrubs can provide nectar sources and flowers. So planting anything where you don't need your lawn, there's the old saying, if the only time you go into part of your yard is to mow the lawn, start looking for opportunities to put something else there. And it doesn't have to, like I say, be fancy. Maybe it's just a bunch of shrubs or a new tree or something. And then if you wanted to add wildflowers to support bees and other pollinators, then looking for native plants, there's several great resources. Of course, we plug Wild Ones. Native Plants Natural Resources is a national nonprofit that promotes landscaping with native plants. And the Arrowhead chapter on our website has information on local sellers of native plants, some of whom also sell seeds, and we'll get back to that, seeds versus plants. The Xerxes Society, who, by the way, General Mills has donated over $4 million to the Xerxes Society. So somehow on this one, they just didn't quite connect with Xerxes to get a little bit better advice or follow their advice on having regional wildflower packets. So again, they got close, but not quite. But the Xerxes Society has a great website, and so does the Department of Natural Resources, where it will give you information on the specific plants for this area that are native. And then just not using insecticides on your lawn right there, so you're not directly killing bees in your own yard, is another important thing to do.
Are there plants that, excuse me, backing up a step, are there insects that are natural insecticides that prey on other things that you could say, oh, well, I'm going to attract this bug here, and this bug will kill that bug, and now everybody's happy?
Right. That's definitely one of the concepts of trying to attract beneficial insects to your garden. And there's benefits beyond the pollinators. And if you've seen a Larry Weber presentation on insects and what eats what, it's really fascinating. I met once with one of the local growers who makes jams, and she wanted to put in like hedgerows of native plants in all around her orchard to try to attract beneficial insects. So before we forget, we got to go back to the whole thing of seeds versus plants. Because that's another thing where, okay, you give somebody a wildflower packet, and you also have to watch out for these at some, I don't know if they're still out there, I meant to stop and check, but a lot of the big box stores used to have, you know, cans of wildflowers on their shelves, and that was the same thing as what General Mills is giving away, is with the California poppy and various, you know, bachelor's buttons that aren't at all native to a local area. There's just a generic mix of annual and biennial seeds. But seeds, getting a garden started from seeds is much easier than it sounds, in that if you have a bunch of bare soil, you put your seeds on it, water them, they start to grow along with all the weed seeds that are in there. And unless you're a plant entomologist, you're probably not going to know until they get to flowering stage what's growing. And even then, you're going to have to get out some books and try to figure out what's come up where, because it's a mixture of seeds, so you don't know what you planted where. So it can be fun, but you have to have patience. And it's the same thing if it's a wildflower packet from Cheerios or it's a wildflower packet of native seeds, because I've helped friends with this before. You can usually tell the fuzzy little first leaves of black-eyed Susan. That's about it. But then the other option is starting with plant plugs, just little tiny plants, six packs or even smaller sometimes, where you maybe have the whole area covered with newspaper and mulch, let that sit a while, and use that to smother the grass. And then you go back and plant and leave a stick or something so you know where you intentionally planted things. It's just for people who like control and want it to look good from the start. I'm just, that's my hint there.
Well, that really is a thing. I mean, I was thinking about, and I appreciate the tip about the newspaper and mulch too, because I got to try to get rid of the burdock. Not a big fan of burdock, not with curly coated dogs. That's burdock, bad. But
right.
You could start now if you did have some wildflower seeds and you had and you knew where you got them and they were a certain variety, you'd gotten some seeds that were native to the area, you could always start them along, you know, instead of maybe nasty vegetables, you could start some beautiful little flower seeds under grow lights, I suppose, couldn't you?
Right, sure. A lot of people do plant them inside. In fact, they're probably by now spread out on top of flaps or things like that, and start them inside. Or there's this new thing somebody's telling me about where you take a clear milk jug, cut it in half, put the seeds on top of the soil in the bottom half, tape it together, put it outside, let it sit there all winter, and it goes through the freeze-thaw process, and then it comes up, and you have those plants right there in the milk jug, and they get a little head start from the, you know, it's a little mini greenhouse.
Oh, wow.
So there's all sorts of ways to, yeah, and you're right, that's a good way, is to use the seeds, start them in a controlled environment with soil that's free of weeds, and that's another way that you can do it. But again, it's, I think people picture that they open the packet, they throw it on the ground.
It's kind of one of those Julie Andrews things at the top of the mountain, you know, where you sing and you twirl and you cast the seeds in a beautiful arc, and yeah.
Yeah, and you're singing Edelweiss with your boyfriend pretty soon.
Yep,
no,
yep.
So that might not always be that ideal situation.
Oh.
But I got to mention one other really cool thing you should look into, that General Mills is supporting research at University of Minnesota on this grain called, I think it's called Kernza. It is a perennial cereal grain crop, and perennial meaning it comes up on its own from deep roots every year. So whereas with corn, oats, everything else, there's tilling and replanting and fertilizing every year and all that open ground for weeds and then spraying GMOs, or spraying Roundup on GMO crops, you know, all that stuff, there's some potential for this perennial grain crop to be a real environmental boost. So that's another cool thing that I just got to say, I was really pleased to hear General Mills is looking into that they're aware. Because the thing with the GMO, the genetically modified engineered seed situation, where before you used to have sometimes native plants eking out a living in the, you know, between fields and things. Now they just spray, I don't know, such a wide area that we've lost a lot of the little teeny tiny pockets of plants growing in the agricultural region. So anyway.
Carol, thank you so much for joining us this morning. It was great to talk to you, and I'm going to make an additional post this morning. We had a fascinating story on Earthwise about an invasive that's actually beneficial in some areas with North American wetlands. That's certainly not an idea that, you know, you run out and plant this stuff, but it's an invasive species of marsh grass called the common weed, and they're finding that it's actually really helping the environments where it grows. So I'm going to set up a link to that Earthwise show so folks can catch that if they missed that this morning.
Helping some aspects. I was listening to that, and they said it. Yep, there's different aspects, right? Yeah, so in some ways it was helping, in other ways it might have still been displacing native plants or something. But
okay, yep. So still right, keep native plants on your mind. Carol, again, thanks so much for joining us.
Garden on, dude.
Carol Andrews this morning with Wild Ones, native plants, and she joined us this morning as our guest to admonish us to garden on, dude, and tell us a little bit more about Cheerios and how we can support them despite their having just missed the boat just a tiny little bit with their seed giveaway.